Hey guys, how are you all doing? Today I've decided to do a bit of a story time. I don't know if that's what to call it, but I decided to talk to you guys about myself and a few things that are going on right now and things I have in the pipeline, just to carry you guys along with me on my journey. So as some of you probably already know, I started this podcast really just to have an outlet to talk about my experiences in motherhood, and somehow I think I've transitioned over time, and that's perfectly normal. So the first thing I've decided to do with my podcast, and I'm going to be doing that in the next couple of weeks, is to change my name from African Lady and a Baby. And the reason is I'm probably going to have another baby at some point, and I would not just have one baby. And the second reason is my baby is no longer a baby. He's now a toddler. So the name African Lady and a Baby almost just puts me in a bit of a shell that I cannot come out of. And so I've just decided to change my name entirely, and so I'm really just going to go by my name, Stephanie Oki, and that's what this podcast is going to be. It's going to be Stephanie Oki's podcast, right? So you also probably already know that I have a YouTube channel, which I started earlier this year, sometime in April during the pandemic. Well, the pandemic is still on, but you know, it had been something that had been on my mind to do a YouTube channel, but then I just decided to grab the bull by the horn and I started it. And it's been going well so far. I'm growing steadily, slowly, but there's a steady growth and I see it, and that's a good thing. So that's where I'm at with my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel really just shows my life. It shows just how I do things on a day-to-day basis, some regular things. I do recipes on there, so I show how I cook certain favorite meals of mine. I show how to do certain things that I love to do, such as my body butters, because I make all of my products. I stopped buying like store-bought like shampoo. Well, I still buy the shampoos, but like body wash, lotions and stuff like that, because when I look at the ingredients and I don't understand what I see in the ingredients, I get really worried by that. And so I just decided to take it on and take charge of my own skincare. And so I just make my own body butters, and they're like the best things I've ever used. I know for sure my skin totally loves me right now. And which brings me to the next point. I make my own soap, and I've been making my own soap for a long time now, and you know, I just decided now to take that on to the next level. And so you guys are the first to know, officially at least, that I am launching a soap business. My soap company is called Creamy Suds, and I have a website that's going to be launching in about 2 or 3 weeks from now, November 21st, and it's going to be a bit of a pre-launch, because soaps do take time to cure, and I'm the only one, I call myself the chief soaper, so I'm the only one who's currently making my soaps, right? And I don't make soaps like every day, because just with the nature of the production, you have to actually take 1 or 2 days without making soaps. So that means that I have some soaps that are a week or 2 weeks apart from the day they were made. So to allow for all of them to cure at the same time and have them all up for sale, I'm going to do an actual launch sometime in December. But on November 21st, I will do a pre-launch, and the pre-launch is going to have my Christmas soaps. Yes, because I want to have something out there for Christmas so that you guys can decorate your houses. Well, and also use it, of course, not just decorate. But I just wanted something that would give your home a little spark. So like, I created like a design for Christmas, And the soaps are so good, you guys. Sometimes I say to my husband, I say sometimes that I wish they weren't even my product, so that it wouldn't just look like self-praise. But the soaps are so good. I formulated my recipes very, very carefully. I did a lot of trials of different recipe over time before I started the business to make sure that I knew what recipe in my soap would be perfect for, say, my face, what recipe would be perfect for my body. But now, because I hate the stress of having to have two different bars of soap in my bathroom, I decided to make soaps that would be great for both face and body, so that I don't have to switch soaps every time. Obviously, when you're using one bar of soap, you have to pay attention to your hygiene, but that's honestly, I shouldn't be the one telling you. I'm sure you know this. So yes, I'll be launching the Christmas ones. They'll go up on my website on the 21st of November. And on there, you're going to see pictures of some of the other soaps that I'll be launching a little bit later. Maybe just 2 or 3 weeks later, not too far off. But, you know, you can just take note of them, so in case you want to buy them. Now, these soaps are made with mostly shea butter. I made sure that shea butter is my number one ingredient in most of my soaps. Shea butter is amazing. Gosh. It's like the best. It's loaded with vitamins and, you know, antioxidants and all of these things. So it's extremely good for your skin. I feel like my podcast somehow has just gone into soap. I mean, you can just tell that I love what I'm doing. So they're made with shea butter, olive oil, coconut oil, castor oil, and all of the best oils, really. Trust me, like, I just formulated really good recipes for my soaps, and so they're all carefully made. I also make sure that my safety is up top notch. Like, I make sure that, of course, I protect myself, and of course my number one priority is protecting my customers. So every single soap that goes out has been tested for safety and tested to just make sure that the pH is perfect and it's not something that's going to be too harsh on your skin. I have used handmade soaps before that have irritated my skin, and so, like, I know that it's good to know what you're doing and not just sell just because you're thinking of making money. For me, this is not just about making money. This is about me fulfilling my passion. It's about me doing what I love and, you know, making some form of living off it. If and also just helping people to also kind of enjoy what I enjoy. Healthy living, just having, I mean, especially when you become a mother, like for me, you become very cautious of what goes on your skin, because you know that it's going to seep through. If you're breastfeeding, if you're pregnant, you don't want to be using, you know, cosmetic products that are probably giving you one or two little things that you don't even know. So it's just, that's the reason why I started making my handmade soaps, and I believe that, you know, other people will also benefit from these really, really good, luxurious, creamy, super, super nice and silky, smooth, amazing soaps that are great for your face and your body. So that's Creamy Suds. The website is www.creamysuds.com. I should have said that earlier. But yeah, so that's Creamy Suds. If you're in the US, you can get my soaps on there. I have not yet figured out how I'm gonna do international shipping, but please, if you're listening to me internationally and you're probably interested in my products at any point in time, do reach out to me and we can work something. And over time, and when I say over time, over a short time, I can then work on doing international shipping. So yeah, that's what's going on right now. That's what I have in the pipeline. You know, some people have even told me, oh, please, we also want body butters. But I'm just trying to pace myself really well, because I'm a one-man team with a baby and a husband. So I have quite a bit of things I'm doing. And so I just don't want to break down. So I'm just going to pace myself. If I grow to a point where I can then add more products, I will. But you will definitely be seeing lots of artisan soaps and soap designs and different soaps. And I'll also add new soaps to my soap collection. So just stick around and check out my website. And I'll be so grateful, guys. Thank you guys for sticking with me. I have some people who genuinely listen to my podcasts, even when I'm probably here and there. But really, for me, this podcast is just an outlet. It's an outlet to speak. My YouTube is also an outlet, but we all know it's so much easier to speak when nobody's watching you than to speak on camera. And so, like, I think I'm more of myself when I do this podcast, because I can speak and not feel like I'm being judged for my looks, which will sort of interfere with the things I say in one way or another. And yeah, so just thank you guys for sticking with me. Thank you guys for following me on my journey. Thank you guys for all of your support to this point, because you guys are the ones who have supported me and at least kept me going in what I'm doing right now. And even that, by supporting me, by listening to me, you've given me the strength to be innovative, to think of other things, to think of other ways I can reach out and help people in one way or another. So I'm very thankful for you guys. And if you're in the US, you can reach out to me on Instagram. I'm not very good with my Facebook. Yeah, you can reach out to me on Instagram. It's StephanieOki_. I have changed my username on there, so you can reach out to me on there, or, you know, and just have a chat with me. And yeah, and you can of course visit my website now, and there's just so much more. But yeah, thank you guys for listening today. I hope you're having a good day wherever you are. Have a great day, and please don't forget to spread the word. Thank you. Bye.